Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us? Anything like real preschool acting or act like first graders or anything that's a complete train wreck you want to start with? The stuff you'd send your kids home for acting like, and you're going to run something really huge and you act like that?
I wish my internet just went
Time out, man. Time out. Put two grown-ass men in timeout.
Right.
For bad behavior, man.
Put the country in timeout at this point.
You know, the weird things about that debate last night was Darren Revelle, who tweets out, you know, odds and stuff all the time, he kept tweeting out live odds of who was going to win the debate.
Right.
Last night, is there some, like, I was asking my buddies, like, is there, like, a panel of judges? Like, was that, like, a fight last night? Like, were there three judges sitting, like, stage side there? Like, who decides who wins?
Well, immediately after, they go to ABC went right to, like, their panel of 12 people they had on their broadcast, and they were kind of asking who they thought won.
Yeah, but, like, isn't that, I mean, whoever you like won, right? I mean,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So he kept tweeting out live odds of, like, who was going to win the debate. I didn't understand that.
Stay away from that bet.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You ready to start some headlines here, guys? Joe, are you done talking about the...
I think he is.
Thing last night? He might be gone anyway. All right, let's get to Adam Gase here. So Adam Gase is, and the articles, by the way, Zach, keep flying here, courtesy of Manish Mehta. But Adam Gase having a tough time here. So he was asked if he's going to be concerned about his job security moving forward here. Here's what Adam Gase had to say.
It's wasted energy for me. It's not going to help me at all. All I can do is make sure I get our guys in the right headspace to go out there on Thursday and play well. And it started last night with our meetings going over, hey, here's how we're going to play this game. Here's who was available to us. Go do our walkthrough, do the same thing today. We got so much stuff we got to get in over the next 2 days to get ready to play this game. That's got to be my focus. If I waste my energy on anything else, it's just counterproductive to what we're trying to do.
He may want to spend a little of that energy thinking about his job here, because there's rumors that he's going to be out if they don't beat the Broncos on Thursday night, which, by the way, you could not have a worse matchup in the NFL on national television.
So I mean, everybody's ripping Jacksonville, Miami, like how bad. Oh, my gosh. This game.
Oh, it's terrible. Terrible.
Denver, like, I didn't even know that Mark Rippon had a friggin' son.
We were just talking.
It's got to be his son,
right?
I didn't even look. I'm guessing it's his son.
Right. It has to be.
Where'd they find him?
I have no idea. Brett Rippon is the starting quarterback for Denver tonight. Yes.
Yeah. And by the way, Denver doesn't want to hear the Jets complaining about the injury bug has hit them, and they're losing all these guys. Like Denver's. Denver's got – how are they going to score?
Oh.
How are they going to score any points against that Jets defense? It's still pretty good.
Right, right. Oh, God, ugly game Thursday night.
Anyway, yeah. Go get him, Adam Gase, man. You better hope that game, quarterback.
Right? He's got to win this game.
I don't even think it's about winning games. I just think a quarterback's got to start looking like he could be a franchise quarterback. Mm. And two pick sixes and a safety, you know, not good, man.
Right.
Kind of not. I mean, they're now talking about whether he's the guy or not. I thought Sam Darnold, I don't know about any Jet fans out there, I thought Sam Darnold had a chance to be really good. Like, that was the one guy I was like, yeah, he got a chance to be pretty good.
Jeez.
I don't know. All right, Woody.
All right, guys, it was only a matter of time before one of these miserable old former NBA players crapped on the bubble here. And did you see who it was this time?
No.
No Tippin Pippin.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no Tippin Pippin flew down from Mars to make these comments and basically said.
That's a show. That's wrong. That is so wrong.
Looks like an alien. Anyway.
No, you take it. Come on.
Man.
I'll tell
I'm
you
out.
What. He might have been ugly, but that wife of his, the ex-wife or separated wife, wherever they are, that's a good-looking lady.
Yeah, ask Future, the rapper.
Oh, see. Ooh. Now you're starting.
Hey, no tipping. That was Zach, by the way. That wasn't me.
I didn't call you an alien.
That wasn't Hollywood, right. No tipping. That was anyway, you want to hear some of what he had to say here?
Yeah, he's from there. Where are you from, bro, since you're so good looking?
Yeah.
All right, what else you got?
Business Insider was kind enough to interview no tipping. And he said, I'm going to be honest. It's not NBA basketball. It's not the hard grind. It's not the travel. It's not the fans. It's not the distractions. Really, to me, it's pickup basketball. It's going to the gym. Yeah, you already got your team. Y'all are practicing together. But it's more of a pickup type of basketball game because there's no fans in the stands, so there is no distraction. And he just keeps going on here. He also blasted Rondo. He said, I looked at Rondo. He says, Rondo ain't made three-pointers his whole NBA career. Now all of a sudden he's in a bubble. He's probably a 50% three-point shooter. I haven't even checked the stats. So we don't even know if that's true or not.
So, Scotty decided to poop on the parade, man. Like, he's the guy that took the big dump and right in front of the parade. Come on, man. Why, Scotty? Why you? After what you just went through on that documentary and your ass disappeared and you want to act like this? Come on.
Right.
Scotty's timing's just not great.
No. Not at all.
Especially our team's in it.
Right.
What the hell are you doing, man?
If it wasn't the heat there, maybe I'd agree with him, right? Yeah, that's it. By the way, it's not Mark Rippon's son. It's his nephew who played at Boise State. The text machine's going crazy.
Oh, because I haven't heard the name, so I probably should have looked it up, but thank you. The machine stays undefeated.
Right.
I didn't know he was at Boise State. I just saw the name and went, well, that's got to be part of the family.
Yep, it's his nephew. That's it.
Very lazy by you, Joe. All right.
Very lazy.
Patrick Mahomes, his great year continues here, announced on social media yesterday that they are expecting a child this year, along with fiance Brittany Matthews.
The child's going to be set up for life, man.
Yeah, he'll be doing all right, $503 million.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, what a game Monday night. Jeez.
Man.
Dropping back.
What a game check.
Dropping back. Drops it 55 yards and says, I'm the friggin' best quarterback in this league.
Right.
Kiss my ass on these stats. They've been together a long time, man. It's kind of a nice story.
Right. Yep.
Kind of a nice story.
All right, guys. Joe, we go to the Kardashians here. Actually, I've finished with Kardashians and tennis, so this is just really heaven for you. Kylie Jenner posted a picture or a couple pictures on Instagram the other day. Did you happen to see one of them?
No.
She was in a bikini telling people to vote. And just showing how powerful she is, they have estimated that 50,000 new voters have registered because of the post that she put up to her nearly 200 million Instagram followers.
Think about that, Joe. 200 million followers on Instagram.
Now, I need to send you this picture because, I mean, she could have said do anything in that. I mean, you probably.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm always amazed. I am really amazed when somebody tells you that you're in love with and follow says, hey, go vote. And you go, you know, I wasn't going to vote, but since Kim said to vote, I'm going to go vote now. Like, okay. Like,
she hasn't endorsed a candidate, by the way. So I don't know if she's going to endorse Kanye or one of the other two from last night. I don't know yet. But she has not endorsed the candidate officially. So everyone relax.
It's got to be Kanye, right?
I would think.
Yeah. Their brother-in-law, you know?
Do 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 do.
I don't know, Joe. After last night, it's all do 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 do. I don't think Kanye could have made
actually,
it any worse.
You're right. He might have picked up some votes, man.
Right.
All right, Joe, you ready for a couple tennis stories here? First, Serena Williams is out from the French Open, an Achilles injury. She was supposed to take on Svetlana Parakonova. Parankova?
Well done.
Thank you. I think it's Parankova. Right.
The tennis names are not easy. That was an outstanding effort.
That was a good job. Right
there.
Right.
Very outstanding.
Well, it's almost a silent T, right? When it's TS, it's like Svet. Svet.
I'm not sweating right now. Hey, I'm
sounds
not
like
sweating. I'm good.
But doesn't it sound like you're saying sweat and fat at the same time?
I don't know, man. I'm enjoying watching a little French. I ain't going to lie to you. I put in an hour or two yesterday in the French Open. Just to see them.
You upset if Serena's gone?
No, she's fighting Mother Time right now. And Mother Time is just being tough on her.
Ready to go to the men's side here, Joe?
What do you got?
Fernando Verdasco intends to sue the French Open.
Yeah. Go ahead. I know where this is going.
Oh, my God. Over his positive COVID test, his initial test revealed a positive result. So he had to wanted to go back and take a second one. They didn't allow him to. He also said, I don't know if I'm going to play again this year, not because you lose the desire for everything.
Yeah, I was just
say, just really painful stuff here. Hopefully he is able to sue the French Open. Just very, very tough guy stuff happening on the men's side right now.
I don't think too many people are worried about Verdasco. He is a good-looking guy, and the women all think he's a very attractive man in his mid-30s. But, yeah, they're not going to miss him. He'll be fine.
At least he didn't slowly lob a ball at a lines judge.
Wow, we're still on that.
No, I'm not even going to tell. Like, really? Hey, the Joker man is looking good on that clay. The Joker's going, hey, I'm not just giving you this one, Nadal. You're going to have to, you know, you and Fed kind of went against me on this new union I'm putting together with the players, man. And yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yep.
I know you guys don't give a crap. I just threw it in there.
I like talking about it with you.
Just
no, we do care.
Bit.
We'll be following the lawsuit closely too.
Right, right.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that too much. All right, Woody. Well, that was pretty good. You got a little Adam Gase in there this morning, and
Adam Gase needs to win Thursday night. By the way, I mean this has got to be a must win for him. He's playing against Brett Rypien and the Denver Broncos.
There's no way the Jets win that game, right?
Really?
Oh,
I don't think so.
Yes, they are. They're going to beat
Denver.
They
got to beat
Denver. Denver's just
they're one of the worst football teams I've ever seen.
No, Denver's lost
so many
guys.
They lost by 30 to Indy. They were 11-point dogs in that game. They lost by 30. What's the line in this game? Denver minus one?
I think so, yeah.
So
Denver's favored
in New York? I want to say this, and I know Zach's still in contact with Adam, and that's cool. I just want to say this. It's nothing personal, and I like Adam, and he was great to us as a big radio guy, Adam Gase. And he was great. He was fantastic to all three of us. But there's a big but.
Huge but.
He came in with this reputation with Peyton Manning that he could do this and make that guy better and this guy better. And he has been really bad as a quarterback / play caller. I mean, he's just...
You can keep going.
I'm just trying to say he's just
right.
Really...
It's not been good.
And again, he's great to us, and he was great to us, and you got some, you know, and we like when somebody's nice to you. It's human nature. I get
sure,
it.
Sure, of course.
But Zach, you know... It's bad. And
I know
and
it's bad.
You got to look in the mirror. You can't just say injuries or...
No.
The way his leadership...
Just, Joe, that team's a dumpster fire. And he's the head coach of that team.
Yeah. Again, just...
That's where it goes. And by the way, the spread's even right now, Hollywood. Over-under's at 40, the lowest over-under of the week. They don't think these two teams are going to score any points.
Well, Yahoo said -1, so right. You're wrong.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, whatever it is, you know, it'll probably be a close game, right?
Hopefully. Right.
Everybody likes to see if you're just watching and you.
I like the Broncos by at least a touchdown, Zach, so I don't really care what our spreads say.
How are you saying that with some guy that we didn't even know who
friendly
he was?
Friendly bet. I like the Jets. I think the Jets
I'll give you
get
a, if we're going to do a bet, I'll give you a field goal. I'm happy to let people, you know, do the terms
of
the bet
is
for
that
us.
Game, is that game in New York?
It is in New York. I mean, it doesn't matter where it is, though.
Oh, yeah, it does. Those fans are going to be all over them. All those fans. All those Jet fans.
Are there any game? Are there any fans?
Fireman Ed's allowed to come.
Right. No, there's no Jet fans in New York.
That big joke of supposed to be the team.
Well, let's be honest. If fans were allowed to come to a Thursday night game against Broncos and Jets, how many fans are going to show up anyway? That's a bad game.
I think this quarterback for Denver is going to ball out. I mean, they have no film on him.
What?
He knows this is his only shot to make it in the league.
I'm embarrassed. Now I got asked to follow up on anybody that obviously – is he a rookie quarterback or is he – I don't know anything. I didn't know. I watched Boise
State.
Joe,
he may have shown up to open tryouts this past week. Who knows?
Yeah. All right. Hey, you guys ready for a little John Crotty?
Oh, yeah. Always ready for Crotty.
Huh? Talk some Heat basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Come back. We'll tease him with a little LeBron James. Or you can go Jimmy Butler. It's your choice. We got a lot of great sound we want to get to. Anyway, we'll be back with all that stuff coming up. But first, I want to talk to you about Michael Cotti at Choice Mortgage for just a second this morning. Listen, if you haven't refinanced yet and you're not taking advantage of fixed-rate mortgages, which are in the twos right now, and people are saving by refinancing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars, or if you've attempted to do it and it's taken way too long because you're going through those big limited-hour banks, maybe you need somebody that's going to work their butt off for you and get you approved, even if your credit score's taken a little hit over the last few months. I know this guy's name's Michael Cotti at Choice Mortgage, and he's really good. Matter of fact, he's got another message. He said, Joe, make sure you tell people they've been renting a long time. Money's really cheap. It's time to buy. It's time to get back in the market. Build up some equity. Get it going again. You want to do it. Stop paying rent in first and last months and all that stuff. And get going with Michael Cotti. Find out what you can do. Listen, the great part is he'll call or text you right back. He's been in business since 1994. Triple A rating with a Better Business Bureau. Equal housing lender. NMLS 166254. Here's his number. I want you to call or text him. Any question you have about a mortgage, rates, or anything else that he can do for you, even if your credit's great or if it's taking a little bit of a hit. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730 for Michael Cotti at Choice Mortgage.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.